Hey, everybody, welcome to Fat Soul Radio. How you doing? How you doing? How you doing? That was a good one. Folks, it's episode number 100. That's right, 100. Did I say that right? Or maybe this way. Doesn't matter. 100, folks, episode number 100. And tonight, my very special guest. All my guests are special, but this lady, this fine, fine lady is a special guest, and I love her to death. Sarah Dixon. Sarah Iacoboni. But Sarah Dixon now. Born Iacoboni. Now she's a Dixon. I love her to death. She's my cousin, Sarah. I've known her my whole life. I've known her whole life. And she's younger than me. We have a nice chat. Just a catch-up session. Check it out. Sarah Dixon. I love her. And before you do that, don't forget to check out Fatso Radio's sponsor. Our lifelong sponsor. Our permanent sponsor. Forever. Volpe Martial Arts, folks. Volpe Martial Arts. My brother, Sifu Adam Volpe, brings you his lifelong passion. Every single day he thinks about martial arts. I promise you it's true. Every single day he does, because we talk all the time and he's always talking about it. He brings his lifelong passion in martial arts. Hapkido, he's Korean style of martial art combined with Kung Fu, a Chinese style of martial art. Fusion is amazing, folks. Self-defense, discipline, fitness. It's amazing fusion. Everything into one. Sifu Adam, my brother. Check it out. VolpeMartialArts.com. All right, folks. My cousin Sarah, show her some love. I love you. I love you all. I love you all. Lily, take it away. Oh, Happy New Year, guys. Episode number 100. Happy New Year. Oppa.
Fatso, the really great podcast show.
Fatso, our very first podcast show.
Welcome to Fatso Radio, episode number 100. And tonight, another special guest, a returning special guest, Sarah Dixon. Sarah, welcome. As the kids say, a round of applause. Sarah, I'm so excited to have you. Episode number 100, and it's on New Year's Day. First of all, Happy New Year, Sarah.
Happy New Year.
I love you so much. What did you do last night? Anything? It's cold, well, so I don't expect a big thing.
I watched a movie with Landon and nice. Kevin, and yep. Ava was far too cool to come down.
Oh yeah, well, she's cool.
And I went to bed at 9:30.
Awesome. It's almost similar. I think the kids were upstairs in their rooms by 8:30 or so. Yeah. Lily stayed up till maybe 11, but Violet was out pretty early. She was even kind of grumpy. It's like they got into their cookies, they got into their excited before. Yeah. So, oh, whatever. But it was good. Yeah. Nobody got hurt.
No, it was quite boring.
I know. And like, oh my God, we knew it was going to be boring. It's been the year, like, we're going to talk about it now, but it's been the year of unpredictable things or unexpected things. But let's get right into it, Sarah. So 2020, what a year, what a wrap up. We could talk about Fatso and keto and all this stuff, of course, but even just aside from that, or even before we get into that, like, what a year, holy shit. Working from home, working remotely, having people's jobs being moved, but jobs being displaced. You know, I lost my job in the summer, starting a new job now, all kinds of crazy things. I don't know. Tell me some of your thoughts about the year.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It was a lot of, it was kind of a really giant shit show that had to be handled immediately.
Yeah.
You know, like,
no choice. We had to just act.
Yeah. Just kind of, you know, go to work and, you know, one day and take your shit home and let's figure it out. Like we went from, you know, at work, you know, it was one of those always topic of conversation. Can we work from home? That'd be great. Well, we don't have the ability and it would take this and this and this and more, we don't money, know
or, resources
blah blah blah, and then all of a sudden it was like you have no choice, so they had to kind of just throw everything together and kind of hope it worked, and it did. It was kind of seamless. It was awesome, actually. So I love working from home, but it was very difficult when the kids were at home.
Yeah,
because when they had their March break last year and never went back to school, it was kind of like, okay, well, keep teaching them. Well, I work, so no.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of like Landon's teacher would want to have a Zoom call at 6 o'clock at night on a Wednesday. Well, sorry, I work and then I have dinner. And then, you know, we have a late dinner because my husband's trying to work where he can. And I'm not having a 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock fucking Zoom meeting.
Exactly.
With my kid in kindergarten.
Which it's a bullshit meeting anyway. Let's be honest. A waste of time.
You know, so it was that was kind of a shit show. Ava was pretty good, left on her own, kind of doing assignments if she got them, whatever. Did I really care? No.
Yeah. I felt the same way with Lily as well. And Lynn, by like you said, like no expectations. So, and whatever we got to like, but in some ways I feel like we're almost back in that rewind, right? We're on 30 day lockdown again now.
Yeah.
Almost a year, like 9 months later.
Yeah. And, I'm a little more nervous this time around only because Ava's in grade eight.
Okay.
I kind of really wanted her to have her graduation. I kind of really wanted her to have, you know, grad photos and her you know, fancy grad dress and fancy whatever. Mm-hmm. I want her to be able to go check out the high schools. I know they're probably not going to be able to do that.
Yeah, it's true.
So I'm more worried about her and her getting her stuff done, which again, she's fine on her own. Now that we moved and I have my office in the basement. Yeah. The kids have more of an area to work together. So I'm kind of hoping she kind of gets Landon through it. I'm kind of hoping they go back to school.
Yeah. No, I hope so too. And I think that like, hopefully after these 30 days, you know, the at least the government will feel more confident to say, maybe, and I guess it just matters what the numbers, right? If the numbers stay relatively okay, and then they'll say that it worked. Yeah. I don't really know how it works. It doesn't seem like it's a solid science because it changes every day.
Well,
but at the same time, nothing's really changed for me. When I go out rarely and I wear a mask. That's it. I do go out essential stuff. You know, I don't go and do other stuff. You know, there was a point a couple months back where I did the extra stuff, you know, there was some point in the summer where I had to go and look for some garden tools that, you know, we could have used, but they weren't essential. Right. But these days I feel like I'm getting used to the essential stuff.
I'm okay with not going out. I don't know how to say it we've learned how to live, you know, like minimalists, kind of, almost, not really, but kind of like beginning of COVID, beginning of COVID, it's very difficult for, you know, someone like Kevin who is a contractor and now he has to, you know, shop online, curbside pickup. It's difficult.
Yeah, it is.
So he's back to doing that again. And he's really only allowed to do essential work. Again, he's kind of been lucky. Like last lockdown, he was working in a house in a little town called Lobo.
Okay.
In this house in the middle of a cornfield that had been empty since September, we kind of lucked out with him being able to keep on working.
Okay.
You know, right now he's doing a few bathroom renos, which are essential. So he's still allowed to continue with stuff like that. But again, it's hard because now people are working from home. So it's kind of like at their discretion as to whether or not
they want somebody,
you
know,
I want you in my home.
Yeah.
If you're in my home, are you going to be in someone else's home? But I mean, him going from here to that job and they're kind of quarantining and we're quarantining and we're isolating and everything. So it's kind of like we're lucky that way. But at the same time, it's a pain in the ass to have to, you know, not be able to walk around the store, figure out what you need, you know, go to the lumber yard. It's difficult. Yeah. But I don't know. We kind of learned how to survive that way. I'm kind of okay with it. I think I'm just, we also had the trailer last year too, right?
That's right.
So I wasn't stuck in my house all the time. I was out.
You go pretty early, right? Like when do you go out?
Well, normally May 1st.
Okay.
But because we were under lockdown and we were going in second, like in different, what was it before? Stage 1, stage 2, stage 3? Is that how it went?
I think so.
Something like that. Am yeah, I boring you?
No, sorry. yeah.
Should so I like, stop talking?
No.
Jeez.
So because of the, like you said, it was in stages, you couldn't go right at May?
We couldn't go May 1st.
Okay.
So we were able to go May 2 for a weekend, which was fine.
Yeah.
And then they extended our stay to the end of October.
Okay.
Rather than beginning of October, which was fine. But that kind of really helped. And it was kind of like, it didn't really matter. It didn't make a difference to us because we were in our own little isolated bubble, like we are every summer anyways.
Yeah. And you were in your happy spot anyway, because that
we
is
were in our happy spot. Right. So
were you still working from there, or were you working back in town again?
No, I was working from home. So I wasn't there all the time. So okay. I would sleep there and I would go home to go to work, and then I would come back out. So I was still, it was still me going out every day, me leaving my house every day.
Okay.
So that was kind of nice, but it's now that it's winter, I'm stuck here. Haven't left my house in quite some time.
I know. That's weird.
I don't go to the grocery store because I'm not, like, it's crazy here. I don't know if you know about the numbers in London and how stupid people are here.
Is it pretty crazy? Yeah.
I think our numbers yesterday were like 110 or 117 or something like that.
Okay.
We break a record every day. Every day we break our previous record. It's ridiculous.
I know.
I don't go anywhere. Order my groceries. I don't go anywhere. So I'm kind of going a little stir crazy right now.
But at the same time, you were saying kind of like, it's in a weird way, we were adjusting it because of some of it is fine. I know. Is that weird?
Well, you know what? Like, I think I'm just kind of, in the summer, it's easier to just shoo the kids outside. Let's go outside. Let's go to the park. Let's go for a walk. Like right now, it's freezing rain out right now. Oh, so
brutal.
Whatever, you know, we may have planned for tomorrow, we can't really do because whatever. So winter quarantine is a little bit of an adjustment. Not a huge fan, but I don't know.
I feel more sorry for the
kids, like Landon. Yeah. Like, he needs to run around and be a fucking lunatic.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Exactly.
The kids need to be outside more. And for them, it's kind of more time inside, right? It's another season now where they're kind of inside. But at the same time, they adjust, and we have to be more creative, I guess. You know, the nice days when it's sunny out, go run around, be outside. And it's crazy.
But I'm hoping it just kind of put a little damper on our holidays too, just because none of us have family here.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, it was always us anyway. So we would always go to the movies on Christmas Day.
Okay.
That was our thing.
Nice.
So it's kind of like, okay, if we can just hold off on this until after Christmas, that'd be awesome. But like a few weeks before, we'd gone into Code Red, which shut down the theaters.
Oh shit.
And then the day after, we were in lockdown. So we didn't get to do that. So we literally have done nothing.
I know. We haven't done much. We took a walk here. We're in the backyard making snowballs, like snowman or whatever.
Yeah.
We normally go to the zoo once a Christmas. We try to, right? You normally go every year too as well, right?
Not at Christmas, but in the summer.
In the summer. Oh, you do? Yeah. But it's crazy. I feel like, I don't know, we got to plan some kind of big reunion next year, you know, or some kind of, you know, when the next big time that we're allowed to kind of all get together and stuff.
Like Kevin even mentioned tonight, like both by Christmas party.
Yeah. I know. It would be like, it's a couple of days ago, right? That's right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's, you know what? I'm adjusting. I'm not really complaining. It's just the last couple of weeks have been a little bit of a downer, but it could be worse.
Yes, it's true. No, exactly. Not only every situation, but especially this year, like for somehow there is been a silver lining on every single situation, right? This is bad. This number is right, but this is better. Or this is getting better. Like, I mean, even with the whole, I'm not going to get political, but even with the whole Trump, people hated him, whatever. I mean, did a lot of things that worked out pretty good and a lot of things that worked out okay. So like, you know what I mean? It's not like you can't, you know, it's not just a one or a zero. It's not just black or white. A lot of good things happened to a lot of people this year. A lot of people were born. Yeah. A lot of babies were born. A lot of people had amazing things. People died as well. This is one of those years. And I think statistically, it's pretty much almost the same as every other year. It's just that we've been tracking COVID deaths. I know it sounds crazy, but.
Well, you know, I'm not, I wouldn't say this is the.
Not the same, sorry, but you know.
No, I know what you mean. Yeah. I wouldn't say this has like been the worst year because all in all, like I said, it hasn't really affected me up until the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So was it the worst? As I can't go to the mall every day. I don't like the mall anyways.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't.
Congestion. Or, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Like I don't like it never really. The only thing that sucked, like I said, like normally we have friends over for dinner on Boxing Day,
yeah.
Which we didn't do. And, you know, some type of something like get out of the house at some point.
Yeah.
Which, you know, we haven't done. And that's really just been the shittiest part about it is the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I'm definitely not the type of person to complain about wearing a mask. Yeah. I don't fucking care. It has zero. I'm not one of those, I'm going to go fucking protest and not wear my mask and blah, blah, blah. Cause there's been a ton of that shit here and it's ridiculous.
Oh yeah.
It's on it. Just fucking put it on. Who cares?
Yeah. No, exactly. Honestly, I have to agree with you. Even if you don't 100% agree with it, which to my mind doesn't matter. As long as you have it on, you can agree with it or not. Just put the fucking mask on.
Yeah. I agree. I can't like, I don't care enough to make a thing about it.
Yeah,
like exactly. My kids do it all day every day at school.
Yeah,
I can do it if I have to go.
Well, I'll tell you my ideas of it as thought too, because at the very very beginning, you know, there's a little kernel of not truth, but a little kernel of something that sounds like truth about the idea of wearing a mask all day, right? Then you're reminded that, you know, people in the medical community wear it all day long anyway and they're fine. And then it's funny, the last month or so I've been working outside, you know, delivering the mail, cold weather, working out with the mask on, I've been fine.
Well, and you know what?
It's funny. In fact, I haven't been sick at all this year.
Yeah. It's funny because I would almost rather wear it, like going out and putting, like you're covering your face.
It's warm.
It's warm.
It is.
Well,
it's almost like wearing a makatuda, right? It's like,
right? I think whatever people just need to find, I think people just need to find the right one.
Yeah.
For them.
It's comfortable, but also like comfortable physically, but also comfortable, you know, psychologically for people. Cause one of the weirdest things that has bothered me over the last year is not just the mask or not even the mask specifically, but just the aura or the sense of the control that bothers me. Right. It bothers me. It's just, I'm not even a true rebel at heart, but I just don't like the idea of them saying, do this and do this. Why? Who the fuck are you? You're going to tell me why. But then for some things, right. Some things I understand. Yeah. So I have to battle kind of my sensibilities or my reasonings or what's going, you know, fight your battles, you know, pick your battles, that kind of idea. But you're right. And that's been the hardest thing for me was just saying like, man, I'm questioning everything now. You're saying I can't go here. You're saying I can't go here. You say the bars have to close at 11. Come on, you know. A lot of it doesn't make sense.
Yeah. See, again, I'm not.
No, but to be different sides, tell me your side. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying from my point of view.
Yeah.
As someone who's a tiny bit older, just a little bit.
wise. I just say you're wise.
I have kids. I have a husband. I don't go to the fucking bars all the time.
No.
So the bars being closed early doesn't affect me right now at this point of my life.
Yeah.
If I was still single, no kids, that's all I had.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'd probably
fucking lose my marbles.
It'd be difficult. You're right.
Right.
Well, there was a point in our life where we were social like that. There was a big
that,
part.
That was my life. Like I'd go out on the weekends and then I'd go out Wednesday nights. I love live music. And, you know, I have a million friends who can't make a living right now because they can't play live music.
Oh yeah. That's terrible.
So I feel for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't affect me.
Yeah.
Like it would have, you know, 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But
you feel for them.
I have friends who own bars and restaurants and you know, like imagine if your dad and Uncle Vince still had the restaurant. Oh, like brutal. What yeah. Like, you know,
well, my brother-in-law's got a restaurant bar. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. Any of these small businesses, these services, and you know, like my brother's kung fu martial arts, we always got to go virtual again, like all kinds of stuff. Like,
well, you know what?
Like, they're worried. A lot of people are worried that these small businesses are going to be, you know, kind of just evaporated out of the way, right? Or disintegrated. But
yeah,
because nobody, especially small business, right? For most small businesses don't last a couple of years, right? So how can these small businesses take that huge pay cut, you know, the huge, you know, drop in revenue? And they just can't do it.
Yeah, no. However, I think it's made more people have a different outlook on local businesses.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I wonder, but at the same time, it's made people bitter because, you know, the Costco's are still open. The Amazon's are still open.
100%.
Yeah. So
I get that.
So maybe at the end of this, we'll focus the local, but how do we, I wish that local could be the solution to get through this, but unfortunately.
It would be nice if local could be the solution to get through it.
Yeah.
But I think it's making a lot of people realize there are so many local businesses that are going under that, like a lot of people, like I love local. You know, I work for a gigantic company.
Yeah.
We're thousands and thousands of thousands of people. Our Christmas gift this year was a box full of things from all local companies.
Nice.
Which I think is pretty fucking amazing.
That is cool.
You know, and that's a huge supporter. So if other big companies would even just do that, like that's huge.
Yeah.
Like even if every box is getting one thing from each small business, that's fucking huge when you're, you know, when your company's thousands of thousands and thousands of people. So I thought that, and I honestly don't know if that's the route they would have gone if we weren't going through this pandemic, to be honest.
You know, you're right. I don't know. I think sometimes big companies talk about community and they talk about giving back, but this is like the catalyst. This has pushed everybody. This made everybody realize it. Like you said, shone the light on it, but also opened everybody's eyes, like mine and your eyes, but also the corporations maybe. And maybe this is kind of a weird segue, but maybe this is something that we can talk about in a few minutes. This is maybe something that we have to kind of ride the coattails on and say, like, maybe as the world, right, as a whole community, or at least, you know, North America, we can only kind of speak for, but we have people listening all over, right? But like to say, like, okay, not only can we, it's not just lip service. We can't just say local, local, local. We have to, the economy has to be driven from the local, right? Everything has to be, or not the economy, but all of our needs have to be met from the local level. But what's going to happen to the Walmarts and the Costcos and the Amazons? I mean, people they'll still be around.
They're always going to be around. Now, looking at it from another perspective, so you lost your job at the beginning of the summer, right after COVID hit, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just look at it in this way for 1 second. Perhaps if this pandemic wasn't happening and people weren't ordering more things, then you wouldn't have been needed at your current job.
Yeah, it's true, right? I mean, it's one door opens another door, right? I mean,
right? Like, I mean, it's a fucked up situation.
Oh, for sure.
But if you can kind of look at it in a way that's like, hey, you know what? If we didn't have this pandemic and people weren't ordering online and needing more deliveries and needing more this, then maybe you wouldn't have this job that you have right now, which again is going to provide, you know, all the benefits for you and your family. So I don't know.
No, exactly. Even if like, well, exactly. Cause even if, I mean, it was bittersweet, of course, right? You get laid off during a pandemic. You think your company, not going to mention any names, but you think companies are greedy sons of whatever, does this certain percentage of cut, right? Just because of whatever. But yeah, I mean, we bounce around, right? We end up where we end up. You're right. It worked out perfect for me. I ended up getting the summer off, actually. It worked out pretty good for me.
Well, right. Like you had the summer off. You were able to spend it with the kids.
Yeah, exactly. And it's funny because like I work for this giant corporation now. We're a big Canada-wide corporation, but it's a truly local job again. Right. It's a truly local job for me again. I'm, you know, walking doorstep to doorstep. Right. So it's, and it's funny because this, it's not funny, but it's sad. I'm seeing what you're talking about. I'm seeing the stores closed. I'm walking downtown. Right.
100%.
And I'm not only like I remember in the 90s and even in the 80s, but even the 2000s, you'd walk downtown Sault Ste. Marie and there was some old shops. Oh man, where Queen Street used to be booming. Right. Now you see that in a street that is booming, in a town that is booming, but it's a pandemic. You're like, what the hell? You know, deliveries in the back and all this stuff. You see these new signs and you see all these signs about masks everywhere. And aside from just whether you think wearing masks or not, or is where you whether you think wearing a mask is good or not, just the amount of adjustment we've had to do. We have to put signage everywhere. We've had to update policies. We've had to change how we do business, right? And all this costs companies money. The government dish out money for this, right? The government gave out money for people who've lost their job and continues to support the CERB. I don't know if there's another CERB now, is there?
You know, I don't really want to get into CERB too much. I feel bad for people who had to take advantage of CERB.
I do, because you got screwed, I think, but.
Yeah, I don't know, like, thank God, knock on wood, we didn't have to.
Yeah.
Who knows how that's going to go, right? Like, it was just one day, here's some free money, the next day it's in your bank account. There was no.
Yeah, and it was almost presented with the idea of, don't worry about it. We'll take care of it later.
Right. Exactly.
And then a month later, it's like, report your fraudulent neighbor if they like.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Exactly. Yeah,
yeah. It's really scary.
It is scary. And I'm feeling very fortunate that we didn't have to take advantage of that. But, you know, some people did
you have bills to pay. You have food to put on the table, right? A roof to put over your head.
Hang on. I'm here. I can hear you. I just have to move away for a second.
No problem. We have to take a big adjustment. And then I don't know. What's that? Are you moving?
I have to move because my phone's gonna die.
Oh, okay. You gotta plug it in.
Okay. Can you see me?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay.
But like, it's funny with the adjustments of like having to change the way we go shopping and change the way we, you know, some of the things, like you said, were actually a good reminder. Shopping in bulk. There's nothing wrong with buying a bunch of meat, put in the freezer. A lot of people don't do that, right? There's nothing wrong with buying a bunch of canned stuff. Like, you know, it's funny. I was thinking to Fatima the other day. I'm like, this is kind of like how I grew up. We had a cantina. We had tons of cans. We had jars. We had, you know, people were making bread. This is exactly how we grew up.
Yeah.
We just didn't buy TV dinners. We didn't order out. Right.
Yep.
So, I don't know. But the businesses any business should go out of business, right? But the local businesses that we're supporting and the ones we're talking about that need to be supported, those are businesses that were still around when we were kids as well. So those are the ones that we do need support, right? Like I said, the companies making the crappy food, honestly, and the junk food, those aren't local businesses for the most part. Maybe there's a little candy shop, you know, in your corner of the city or whatever, but a lot of this giant confectionery, giant processed, ultra processed food. And just to wrap it up with Fatso Radio, or touch it in with Fatso Radio, a lot of that stuff is not local, quite honestly, right? It's not local. I mean, but you can make local cookies in your kitchen. That's the best way to make cookies.
You can. I've been supporting a lot of, as much as I can, the local farmers around here and stuff. And
good.
That's where we get our meat and stuff like that. I can't tell you the last time I bought meat at like Walmart.
Oh, really? Yeah. You have lots of options, though, right? It's good.
Like, we have some farmers fairly close. And in the summertime in the trailer, there's farms around there. So, I would like to support as much as I can locally. I'll pay the extra.
Do you find that, has the price come down a bit? Or is it still a little more expensive, of course, right?
Depends on what it is.
Okay. So some things are relatively same, or?
Like food wise?
Like local, like meat and stuff like that from your local farmers and stuff like that.
It's always a little more pricey, but it's always that much more worth it.
It's better.
Right? Like
100%.
Yeah. Like I would never have an issue paying more for something like that.
What about fruits and vegetables? Is it the same idea or different?
I think those are pretty much the same.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe a little more. See, this is the other thing that sucks. Fruits and vegetables. Speaking of fruits and vegetables and local meats and stuff. So at our trailer park every Saturday, we have a local farmer that comes in with their fruits and vegetables. And then we have another that comes in with meat.
Okay.
Which is awesome. Because that's our fucking bubble, right? Like, perfect. We literally don't need to leave the park. Well, this year they couldn't do that.
Oh, shit.
So it was more of going directly. And you're going to pay a little bit more for that. But, you know, your avocados are this big.
Yeah.
And your everything's just so much better.
Oh, but that's awesome.
So that sucks. We can do that this year. So sure. I'm really hoping we can do it again next year. But I think like any, when you go to a place like, I don't know what to compare it to. Like we have this little like Unger's here in London.
Okay.
Where their meat's awesome. Okay. I love getting meat from there. Their fruits and vegetables are awesome. It is more expensive, but again, you're paying for, you know, your apples are this big and delicious and not yeah. covered in fucking 800 layers of wax and whatever. Yeah. Like it's all delicious. So you're going to pay more for sure. I don't see a big difference of prices going up since the pandemic.
Yeah. People are still producing, right? People are still growing. People are still producing. Yeah.
Yeah. Like stuff like that is you know, obviously a necessity. So it's not, I don't really see us being taken advantage of that way. Other yeah. ways for sure.
Oh yeah.
100%. Kevin is a contractor.
Yeah.
The price of lumber has skyrocketed.
Really?
Oh my God.
That's crazy.
Ridiculous.
So that means the price of everything is trickle down from the construction standpoint, right? Price
yeah.
cost, everything, yeah.
Yeah. Buying a house is ridiculous wow. right now. I imagine yeah. it's similar in Kitchener. I know it's different. See, it's different here. Like the house I used to live in, the one I just moved from,
yeah.
just sold for nearly $500,000. You've been in that house.
Yeah. It's yeah. wild. It's amazing. Like,
right. And who the fuck has $500,000 for a oh piece God. Of shit house? Right.
It wasn't a piece of shit, but I know what you mean. It's not.
Well, I mean, not, but, you know what I mean? Like,
but then it's weird because I find, honestly, I can't find any house that in my mind is worth what the ticket price is. You know what I mean? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. I mean, mm-mm. yeah. It's. I remember like looking at houses, you know, in the Sioux, comparing them here. You get a house in the Sioux compared to here, 150,000 here, 500, or even there, 250 here, 700.
I do like to compare because
it's crazy.
If I ever did move back home,
we think about it a lot. We don't do. But we think about it. We like to play a stupid game.
we do too. If I could take my job with me, we would go for yeah. sure.
I might be able to one day, but it's who knows, right? Yeah. But then who's going to be there? Who's going to be there? I don't know.
I can't justify leaving my job. Like, I love my job. I love my company. You know, working from home, who knows what'll happen if this will be a permanent thing where, you know, something like that could be possible. But, you know, looking at real estate here and real estate there, you can buy houses like Grow Cap, Gooley, so close to the fucking water for like $230,000.
Beautiful houses, I bet.
And I was like,
are they big too?
You can't even buy a fucking trailer in our trailer park for that fucking much.
That's true. We sold our semi 3 years ago for $350 or something, like $350.
Okay, so imagine now.
And now they're worth $450.
Yeah. Well, that's like that's like our old one. It was a semi, $450,000. Oh, are you kidding me? Yeah. Anyways, we don't want to talk about that.
Yeah. Okay. So otherwise, real estate is going up, and real estate's still crazy, right? It's still
real estate's insane. Price of lumber is insane. Wow. Any renovations you want to do, it's going to be more. Who knows if the price will ever go back down to what it was? I don't know.
Is there a reason all this? Like, is there less lumber? Is there less trees being cut? Is there less processing? It's just who knows.
I think what happened was that nobody was working and everybody wanted to renovate. They had the time to add this deck on and add to get deck boards and stuff last year was ridiculous because, you know, like you were off in the summer. If you had an air, like your house is a little bit different where you don't need a deck, but if you wanted to, that would have been the perfect time for you to build it.
No, exactly. We were thinking about, we actually put up a fence, but you're right. Exactly. Like that's the summer to do it. Like we're all off. We did. Yeah.
Everyone's off. You have, you're getting this fucking free serve money. Well, you know, like
exactly. No taxes.
So everybody wants to build a deck. And I think that's pretty much what happened. It's basically just supply and demand, right?
A couple serve checks and you got a deck. Really?
Right? Couple check, we got a fucking house. Fuck.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
It's crazy. I know. And like, and so it's weird, but on one hand, 2020 just fucking flew by. Like I blinked. I'm like, we're 2021. Come on. I really remember Christmas 2019. Like it was 6 months ago.
Yeah.
A year ago. Right. Like,
I know.
It's really weird. And like, I really talking to Fatima, I was like, oh yeah, last summer we were all over here, we're doing this. Like, no, that was like 2 summers ago. What? That was 2 summers ago.
It's true.
This year was like, it's a foggy year. It's like, it happened, but didn't happen. And I don't know.
Yeah.
So 2021, like I want to get into it. Well, let's wrap up 2020 from a perspective of like, the world was nuts. I understand. Right. COVID here, COVID, you know, whatever. But I do want to say that, you know, I think our focus still, I was trying to bang the drum as well, you know, but, and I still think the focus should still be that our health should still be our immunity, yes. Right? Should be a strong immune system and all that stuff. So to wrap that up kind of thing, maybe in 2020, my philosophy hasn't changed. I didn't stay 100%, of course. It was a challenge for me that year to stay. I don't know about you. Let's talk about that. But it was an extra challenge for me in some ways because I was home more. I was exercising less. And to you were saying as well. But in some ways as well, I was less motivated in other ways because a lot of times I feed off of helping other people. Right. And if I'm in my house only and I, you know, the podcast is one thing, right. But at work, you know, we're social people, you and I, like we're talking about the water.
Yeah.
So that really affected me. And what do you think about that? Like, does that make sense?
Okay. Well, like I was telling you earlier, you know, I went from working in an office to, you know, seeing my friends every day, you know, going for walks, being obviously not like having an office job is already a lot of sitting. When you're at the office, at least you can, you know, especially like I worked in my office is huge. So going from, you know, that being social, you know, getting in my, you know, 15,000 steps a day or whatever I was trying to fit in that day was really easy, to, you know, working from home and, you know, not having to get up in the morning and take a shower and, you know, put your dress clothes on and, you know, have your fancy shoes on and whatever, like going from that to literally walking downstairs, grabbing a cup of coffee, Alice Cooper makeup on your face doesn't fucking matter because you don't see anybody.
Yeah.
And you know, you literally sit there and you're lucky to get in like 2,000 steps in the day.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, you're not only not leaving the house, but also not getting up and, you know, waking up and taking the shower and trying to look your best and trying to not even look your best, trying to look presentable.
Yeah.
For that, I mean, one you don't want to see what I'm wearing from here down. Like, let's just face that right now. I'm
you wear pajamas, you know, often. But, that's right. Let's be honest.
You know, like, you know, this is in, you know, in a meeting at work, everything's virtual. You know, so you don't have, and even then they're, you know, we have them every so often.
Yeah.
You don't have to look presentable. You don't have to feel your best. So if you don't, if you're not wearing those clothes every day and you're kind of just throwing on whatever, you don't realize how far you've actually let yourself go.
Well, that's a good point. You're right.
Is a huge thing.
If you're wearing comfy clothes. Yeah.
If you're wearing comfy clothes all day, you don't notice it. Right. Like I don't even want to attempt to put on my dress clothes right now because I don't think that's gonna go well.
There was about 6 months where I didn't wear jeans at all. You're right. I was like shorts on or whatever, shorts, boxers, pajamas.
So exactly, right? So though, like I said, I do love working from home. I think this year is gonna be a little different with, you know, I think I'm gonna try to make more of the effort to wake up, take a shower, semi get ready, you know, kind of look presentable to the point of, if someone comes to the door, or like kind of just get to the point of if you have to run out of the house, you're not embarrassed to leave the house, right? Yeah. Like I kind of want a little bit more of a better routine. So that's kind of one of my goals this year.
Okay.
What was your question though? I can't remember.
I don't know. I don't even know what my question was, but I like that because it's like, it thinks that when you were saying that, it made me think of that 2020 was like the shake. Like we all kind of got taken by the shoulders and shook a little bit, right? Like,
yeah.
Okay. Holy shit. This could happen. We could all die. Or we could not die, but we don't know. But anyway, let's all be panicked. Let's all be on a high alert. And then I feel like maybe this year now it's like, we really need a plan and we're really going to adjust on maybe like a different trajectory. And the reason why I say that is because I feel like we got used to the office life, right? It wasn't healthy though, but we got used to that.
Yeah.
We got used to an unhealthy life where sitting became the new smoking, right? I've heard it all the time. But we got used to that and it was acceptable for companies to expect that of you, acceptable for you to expect that of your next employer. And even just your office at job, your office at home, whatever, it was just rare, right? So this year we're all forced to work at home. And then now I think because of now with 2021 in the future, it's like, we all need a plan. If we're going to work from home, we like you said, it's almost like home work from home, but still be presentable, be home ready, like home ready, you know, like, it's like be ready. Like, it's funny. It's like the way we grew up. Like, your house was always ready for someone to come over. My house was always ready because our moms made sure our house was ready.
Because just in case.
Exactly. And it's almost like that. This is another reminder for that. It's like, okay,
yeah,
maybe we'll have more house visits again. We'll have more drop-offs again. It's not just us leaving to go to this central corporation, this central office, because let's do more things in the home. And I like that idea, actually. Right.
I love working from home.
Well, if you think about your company, sorry to cut you off, but if you think about it, your company's coming to you now.
Well, in a sense.
See, in one little way, maybe. I don't know. Like we're still working from home, so we're still going to them, but like, I don't know. We're in our own comfort. Is that makes it easier?
I think it really helps with you know, work-life balance, obviously. Okay. That's a huge thing. And the other thing is I can't ever fathom calling in sick.
Yeah, that's the thing. So it's,
but
maybe you haven't been sick this year. I haven't been sick. I got to tell
you. Well, okay. So Kevin and I, just not too long ago, had a bit of a bug.
Okay.
And I kind of just wanted to die and lay in bed.
Wow.
For a couple of days. And I could call in sick.
It wasn't COVID?
No.
Did you get tested?
No.
Oh,
fine.
You don't know.
I don't go anywhere anyways. But I honestly, I wanted to die.
Yeah.
Wow. But, and you know, I could have called in sick. I could have called my boss and said, I'm done.
But you were just,
but I just, I can't, I had one sick day this whole year.
Jeez.
Well,
so what was going through your head? Was it like, you're kind of like, well, I was okay. You could have been okay just to kind of drag your butt out of bed. Is that what you thought? Like, what was the rationale?
Well, I thought to myself, if I was working in the office, there's no fucking way.
Yeah.
So why didn't you call him then? There's no way I'm getting out of bed. There's no way I'm getting in the shower. There's no way I'm going to be presentable. There's no fucking way. And I can tell you, there's been a few times.
You're sick.
Where that's happened. Like, there's no fucking way I'm getting out of this house.
Well, that happens.
But being here and being able to be a little more flexible and saying, you know what, I'm going to work half a day. I'm going to take a couple hours, maybe lay down, have a rest, and then work the rest of my day. Yeah. Or like just that kind of flexibility is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So calling in sick, I just don't feel like it's an option. Because I think there's a way around it, right? Yeah. Or even
not necessary, maybe. Yeah, not necessary.
Definitely not necessary. But even saying like, okay, you know what? It's Friday. I feel like a bag of dog shit. I'm taking today. I'll work tomorrow.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter at this time, right? Like, there's no. The kids are home. I'm home. Kevin's
not really a weekend anymore.
No. Right. It doesn't matter. So.
Yeah. I guess in that situation, yeah, you're right. In that situation, some people's situation will be different where like they just really can't, but yeah, you can.
Well, no, I get, I'm super fortunate to have the flexibility, but I feel like it's so beneficial for, especially for our company, that we can be this kind of flexible. Like, I can't.
You know, I wonder if there's a part of it that maybe because there's less stress of being locked to, like, or the less stress of having to present in the office, to present in front of people, right? It's less stressful to be in your house. Maybe you get less, maybe you're less ill. Maybe there's truth to that. Maybe it's less effective on you, the illness.
Well, and you know, I'm gonna argue with a lot of people, because I think the reason why we're not as sick or getting sick, because my fucking kids wear masks all day at school. I wear a mask when I leave the house.
Yeah, we're not you know, spreading. We're not sharing as much.
We're not even just common cold, right? Like, I mean, it's disgusting to sneeze in your mask, I imagine, but that's why I put like 5 or 6 masks in Landon's backpack every day, because if he needs to change it, he's gonna, you know.
We go through a lot of masks. Yeah. But you know, there's another thing that you just made me think of, is like, maybe that office space is toxic. Right? People have been saying that for years. Maybe there's some truth to the idea that, hey, there's 100 people on my floor. We're all sneezing. We all feel bad to call in sick. Even though people do call in sick right in the office, people still feel bad to call in sick.
Yeah.
And if there's stress, and the people, like, one person gets sick, and then the whole other, you know, your whole dog bone gets sick in your, you know, your cubicle area, whatever. So I wonder if, like, that's part of this element too. We're not sharing this air with all these people anymore.
Well, and that's the other thing. When you're working for a huge giant company, it's not like you work in a building where you can open windows.
No. You're just breathing all the same air.
Like, there's no... So, I mean, that's a possibility.
I wonder. Like, you know, and the other side too is, like, sometimes I think that maybe we had COVID last year. I feel like we had it last year, December, January, who knows, right? But aside from that, like, it's been a kind of a weird year, because I haven't been sick. You know, I've been relatively good as far as, like, it's been challenging staying on my diet or whatever. But for me now, it's easier to maintain it now for me, because I've kind of just made some hard rules in my life. And, you know, I'll go off once in a while, but I can get back on. And I always say the same thing. Like, I'm just getting good. I'm really good at getting back on. That's what it is. It's getting good at staying on is one thing, and never falling off. And I that's harder for me, because that's like having to be a saint, having to be perfect for or, you know, perfect willpower, where now if I fall off, I'm like, don't worry about it, I'll get back on. So mentally, it's easy for me to get back on now.
Yeah.
Physically, it still takes a day. My guts are, you know, rushed. But,
well, and you know what? Honestly, when I was not feeling well the last couple of days, I'm pretty sure that's why.
Usually for me, it's connected. Yeah.
You know, like, it hits you like a ton of bricks, but I was literally to the point of, like, I was wanting to just vomit.
Oh.
But, you know, it could be just that, you know, you're zero sugar, zero carbs, zero whatever, and then all of a sudden it's like, here's fucking Christmas dinner, and I'm like, I want stuffing.
Oh, for sure. So that's, let's get into that. Did you feel like Christmas time came, and then whatever, diet, whatever, or it's still in your mind? Like, what is it? Like, for me now, it's like, here's my base, and every time I just eat something else, I consciously know that's all now.
Well, so for me, it was, again, like, I lost everything in March. I think I told you this earlier. COVID happened at home. Kids are home. I was working in the kitchen. You know, I took like 200 steps by noon rather than, you know, 5,000.
Oh, yeah. Everything changed.
You know, 4 steps to the kitchen sink, 7 steps to the bathroom. You know, like, I didn't fucking go anywhere.
Yep.
So, and then, you know, shit just, I don't know, it was like everything was just a clusterfuck, and then some sort of weird depression hits, and then it's like, fuck it, I don't care. So then again, come October, I was like, no, this is, I'm done. I can't. So, and you know what it is? I think it's I want to say it was right before Halloween. And I know if I can get over that hump of, you know, the kids are going to come home with all this candy, and I can just look at it and go, meh, then I'm good to go.
Yeah.
So I think it was right before Halloween, and everything was fine. I started to feel good again. I had energy. I didn't want to, like, when I first started working from home, started eating like shit, I would work, and then I'd be like, I'm gonna fucking nap for a couple hours, and then I'm gonna go back to work. Like, I can't do this every day. This is awful.
I know.
So it was awful, and I'm like, what is wrong with me? And then it was like, as soon as I started eating healthier.
Clean, yep.
I'm like, I don't fucking need a nap.
Yeah.
I don't fucking want to, like, I want to finish work and then I want to go do something, you know? Like, so I think that was, I was doing really well. And then Christmas came and I thought, okay, well, I'm going to, I want to do Christmas dinner. Like, I don't want to.
Yeah.
So sacrifice. Yeah. So we had Christmas and it's not like it was horribly awful. It was like, I had turkey and I had stuffing with a bit of gravy. Like, oh my God.
Exactly. You know? It's still home cooking. Yeah. Exactly.
Right. Like it's not, it wasn't awful.
No, that's not.
And then like, I don't even think I did, like, didn't even have dessert. And then the next day I made breakfast and it was like, same breakfast I would normally make.
Yeah.
Like, you know, eggs, bacon, sausage.
Yep.
You know, made toast for everybody. Like, I didn't have any toast. I didn't have whatever. And then I think later that night I was just like, I want leftover fucking turkey and stuffing and a biscuit, you know?
Yeah.
But honestly, like, that happened and I'm like, I feel like my innards are just like, it was awful. So then I was like, Kate, I need to get back on track here. So I did, and it was fine. And I'm like, okay, I'm good to go. And then today I was like, I want my Chinese food.
I know, we crave it today too.
Isn't that like a New Year's Day kind of a thing?
Yeah.
And then, you know, the kids love Chinese food and Kevin loves Chinese food. So it wasn't really hard to convince everybody to get Chinese. So we did that today and had some of that. And now I just am not feeling too great.
Okay. But so we're ready.
Kevin, I'm like, I'm, you know, we're eating dinner and I'm like, fuck, I got that podcast to do tonight. And he's like, seriously, seriously, you're going to do that tonight? Like, you're stubbing your face full of Chinese food. I'm like,
that's okay.
Something to talk about.
It's something to talk about. It's honesty. We don't bullshit here.
I'm not going to lie.
No,
but exactly. No, I'm definitely like, we're talking about goals for 2021.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
I'm going to go back to 2020 for 2 seconds.
Yes, let's do it.
Just for 2 seconds saying, was 2020 the worst year of my life? No.
No.
Was there some crazy shit that happened? Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Some crazy shit that happened. Like, I'm going to wait in line at fucking Walmart. That's crazy shit to me. Not going to happen. Did it ruin my life? No.
No.
Am I cool to wear a mask and do whatever and follow the rules? Yeah, I just, because I don't care enough not to.
Yeah.
So, is COVID a life ruiner? No. Does it suck? Yeah.
Yeah.
I miss people. You know, like, I got to see you this summer. I got to see Lily for a couple of days this summer. That was fun.
That was fun.
But, you know, so hopefully we can do stuff like that again. But maybe you guys come out for whole weekend or
whatever. I think so. Like, I think we'll go back to it, at least some sort of, like you said, small bubble stuff for, I don't know, hopefully we go back to regular stuff soon enough. But
yeah,
people are saying that, like, at least this year probably expect more of this, right?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I want to have a little bit of a bubble that we can, you know, interact with and
even still, like, even if this is some sort of a new normal, as much as I don't like that, we can adjust to make the new normal good anyway. Right? Yeah, it's just like you say, we adapt anything. So
there's been pandemics in the past.
Yeah.
A little more different, but
yeah, I know. I don't know. And they've been way worse, honestly. So
yeah, for sure. So was 2020 the worst year of the world? No,
no,
definitely not.
Exactly.
So goals for 2021 are to honestly give my life a better routine, being working from home full time, potentially trying to get these kids hopefully back into school, if not a routine at home, while, you know, trying to stay healthy and have a different routine at home. Again, I don't know if I mentioned to everybody here, but I just moved.
Yeah.
So that's a whole other routine in itself. I think with everything that's happened, it's a good year to focus on, you know, yourself and your household and everybody's kind of health. And there's been a lot of crazy health things happening in our family. So
There is. I think one of the things about 2020 with health is that it's reminded people of how important their health is, of course, right?
Yeah.
It's forced people to focus on their family, and if you're focused on your family more, then you're focused on the health of your family, right?
Yeah.
So that's a good reminder. And as well for 2021, like, I think for us, for me, it's going to be just more of adjusting, right? And more of adjusting to this more of adjusting into, like you say, how to stay healthy, even though you're working from home. I mean, I'm working out on the street now, so I'm walking lots and it's great. But it's a different kind of adjustment for me now, right? Because now I'm going outside. Like, I mean, I'm walking more now than I did 20 years ago, right?
Yeah.
But now it's an adjustment for me. So when I get home, I have another routine. Like, I literally have to like hydrate all night long. I'll just drink water, like a soup and all that stuff. Because during the day, right, I don't want to be drinking water all day long, right? It's just one of the things, right? I want to be walking and doing all this stuff. So it's funny. One of the things that the end of kind of 2020 is showing me, and I'm excited to go to 2021, is that like, I'm walking like 15 kilometers sometimes. I'm walking 20, sometimes 20 kilometers a day.
Yeah.
I'm not eating, I'm fasting all day long. Like, this is a testament to the carnivore diet, to the keto diet.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I could have done this years ago, having a snack every so, or I'd have to bring all these snacks or granola, whatever, right? Like, so at the end of the day, when I'm done working, you know, an 8-hour shift or 10-hour shift or whatever it is, and I eat my 2000 calories of beef or whatever, right? Like, that's all going to the good spot. You know what I mean? Like, it's all going to be needed. So that's one of the things that I've seen, or I saw with the whole, you know, walking the streets, delivering mail. It's been good, you know? And so I spend my evenings basically hydrating and then stretching, making sure that, you know, like, my muscles are okay, and take a bath or whatever it is and just chill out. Right.
Yeah.
That's what I've been doing. 2021. Yeah. Let's talk about it. For me, not too much different. I'm going to keep on the path. Right. But I do, like, we talked about this earlier before we started recording, but I want to incorporate more, and I want to keep on the same message of the love, right? Spread the love. And we were reminded last year on how important family is. We're reminded every single day, not only just last year, but like you said, family. We have people in our family that are sick. We have people in our family that are going through things. We have people that have recovered through things, people that have passed away, people. So we have all these reminders of how fragile and how short, you know, life is. And I wonder if maybe me and you could team up and somehow think of an idea how to make 2020 a way to really, to sell this love thing, Sarah. How do we do it?
Yeah.
How do we do it? I don't know. Like, goal to have?
First, let's start off with getting my mother and Otto here together.
Yes, we need to do that. We need to have like a brother sister Zio podcast. Oh my God.
Let's do that and we'll start from there.
That'd be hilarious. So we could have a whole show on just them every
Yeah, for sure.
They we'll would be happy to.
Oh my God. so hopefully my mom's well enough to come here next year.
Good.
If not, maybe we just go there.
We go anywhere. Hey, we could take this on the road. We could do it.
Let's do it.
We'll figure out with Otto too. I think he's trying to move down here, but who knows when. That's one of the things with him. Like, he kind of had this plan to move down this year. And because of COVID, his doctor told him he should wait, and he was nervous, and everybody's telling him to wait. At the same time, he was nervous to begin with, right? So
yeah.
So I don't know. We'll see. I'm still telling him to get down here. So he'll get down eventually. But yeah, it's one of those things that, like, how do we spread the love? I mean, it's maybe time for you to start your podcast. What do you think? I think so.
My own?
Maybe your own, or just maybe at least coming on here more often and having some like regular kind of.
I will.
You can have your own too.
I would like to do. I don't want to do my own.
Oh, okay.
Maybe we can do like. We'll talk off the air about
it. Yeah, like Thursday's sex talk with Sarah or something.
Oh God. I gotta study my old Sue Johansson material.
Yeah, there you go. But okay, we can think of something for sure. We can think of something. Yeah, and even something as far as like, you know, the regular, you know, working from home, how are we doing it? Maybe a regular check-in, right? Like I have the regular podcast every week, of course, and I always like new guests. So I always want, you know, I want you to come back as well. But but even the idea, like you said, have like a little correspondence thing with you. Maybe you check in, see what you're doing. You know, we thought of that idea a couple last year or even the year before about for the local shops and stuff like that. But maybe now it'd be more of a virtual thing, maybe more of a what you found online and stuff like that. But we'll figure it out. Yeah. Other than that, Well, we're going to spread the love, Sarah. We're going to keep on banging our drum. We're going to share these episodes. Hopefully, like I said, a lot of times I feel like this is just a way of me connecting with people, my friends and my family. And I love it. It's great. Like I said, if all four listeners keep on liking it.
You have four now?
I hate you. I have much more than four.
I know you have Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. If she's not watching Adam Levine, she's watching me on the Potso Radio.
I know. Every Friday she watches you. She's got Adam on a different screen. She's got you on this screen.
This is a good time to remind her. I've been begging her to come on. She's not coming on. She's too shy.
What?
I know. I know.
I'll do it. Lisa, you and me and Carlo, let's do it.
Be a fun show. Be a fun show.
I'm down.
Sarah, what kind of advice can we give people? We gotta give them, gotta set them on the straight path 2021 with some key things that we can give them. Some your aged wisdom, saged
my
wisdom.
My age wisdom.
Saged wisdom.
I'm just gonna get a little sappy for a minute.
Yes, okay.
Just embrace what you have. Cause honestly, like this year's been crazy for everybody. You know, and it kind of makes you appreciate what you do have and what you can do and the freedom that you do have. So,
yeah. So enjoy every day, right?
Yeah.
That's a good reminder. It is a good reminder. It's a good reminder to also just do the things that you want to do, right? Like if you're afraid, I mean, if that's what you're, maybe where you're touching on too, like there's things that we've always wanted to do in our whole life. And now's the time, just do it, right? Now's the time to like, I don't know, if you ever wanted to be a runner, go run. If you ever wanted to do this or whatever, like, and maybe we can somehow loop in this whole Thotso keto-ish support thing, but maybe by spreading the love, we'll get back to the home cooking. This is what keto is, right? This is what the paleo is. This is what even the carnivore way is. It's putting a hunk of meat on a pot, cook it until we're done, and we all just eat it and share it. It's just home cooking, right?
Yeah.
Do that with a couple of potatoes doesn't mean you're not keto. It's still home cooking. Who gives a shit, right?
Right.
And that's exactly kind of what I want to do for 2021. I hope everybody stays like in this mentality of local, like we said earlier. I hope everybody stays in the mentality of cooking in one pot, you know, the idea of the, you know, the one pot of the, what's that called? The Instapot. That idea really makes sense, you know, from another perspective of just make it simple. Don't fuck around. Why do you have all these stupid 75 ingredients? Have a piece of meat, put some salt on it. I promise you, you'll be okay.
Hello, air fryer,
there
salt,
you go.
Pepper, butter.
Yep.
Done.
Oh, I got to tell you, sir, I made some jerky last week.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, man, it's gone now, of course. It doesn't last long, but it's so easy, right? You slice up a bunch of meat, you put on a dehydrator, done and done, done. So as far as, that's it. I don't know what else to say.
2021.
It's
your 100th episode.
100th
episode. January 1st. So I think.
Can I dance with this on my head? I can't dance with it on my head.
Try, give it a go. I was talking about Uncle Nick today, actually.
Oh, be proud of me. Be proud of me, Uncle Nick. Zio. The next time we have a party, I'll dance with a bottle on my head and it'll be old times. Every Christmas or every wedding, right?
Yeah.
Zio Nick did it. That's awesome. Yeah. All right, sir. 2021. Keep the faith and I don't know. Stay with it. Stay with it. And I guess the thing too is like, maybe with 2021, maybe I'm going to chill out a little bit and maybe find a little more balance, right? It's hard to chill out. It's hard to, because it's my tendency to push. It's my tendency to like, to beat the drum. And it's, you know, I don't know. We'll see. Maybe bring it on and your mom on will bring perspective.
Well, I mean, let's do that. I mean, they'll have some wise words of wisdom for sure. Speaking of, I have to call my mother back because
She called you earlier when we were doing our pre.
She keeps calling me.
He tells me I love her.
I
love you too, Sarah. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me at the 100th episode.
I'm so excited to have the 100th episode. You're my very, very, very favorite guest. I love you. All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Peace out.
Bye. Sarah Dixon.
Love you all. That's all radio. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Let's say bye to everybody.
Bye.
And we'll say thanks for listening. Say thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Thotso Radio, the really great podcast show.
Fatso Radio, the really great podcast show.
So get your butt and get in your chair.
Don't eat your nails and don't pull your hair.
We'll talk about chicken or talk about steak.
We'll talk about fat for goodness sake.
Fatso, Fatso, the really great podcast show.
Fatso, Fatso, the very first podcast show.